The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Hi, it's the Herd. When Driveway.com says on your terms and on your turf, they actually mean it. If you're shopping for a vehicle online, you can get whatever you want. New, used, certified, pre-owned. You can sell your car at Driveway.com, too. Get a real offer online, and they'll come to your driveway to hand over a check. Give them a try today at Driveway.com. Car buying, car selling, on your terms, and on your turf. Driveway.com.
With Windows 11 and Intel, you get the power to work with more speed. And you can arrange all your Windows, programs, and apps the way you want to see them with Snap Assist. Windows 11 and the Intel Evo platform make working from wherever better. Learn more at windows.com/brings you closer.
Meet Anna Delvey. You may think she's an audacious entrepreneur or a complete con artist, but there's one thing about Anna you're never sure about. Who is she? Created and produced by Shonda Rhimes, Inventing Anna is about the legendary German heiress and media sensation Anna Delvey, who steals the hearts of the New York social scene, along with a lot of their cash. Don't miss the new limited Netflix series inspired by the incredible true story of Anna Delvey. Watch Inventing Anna, February 11th, only on Netflix.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sports book, incredibly easy to use, super safe, totally secure, super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets, live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Hi, everybody, and welcome in to the Thursday morning podcast. Chad Millman in 10 minutes. First, though, fake questions, real answers. I have things I want to talk about and don't want to wait for you to ask me. Dear Colin, do you think the term most valuable player needs to be replaced with something else? Yes, I do. The meaning of a word might stay the same over time, but the connotation and how we feel about it can change. I'll give you a great example. soda companies right now are eliminating the word diet from all of their products. So in the 80s and 90s, right, the word diet was popular. It was fashionable. Everybody should be lean and trim. Well, now studies show that Gen Z members don't like the word diet. It means perhaps depriving yourself or trying to achieve some unhealthy idea of body image. That's why diet sodas are now called zero sugar sodas. And I feel the same way about the MVP award. Most valuable player is another term that should go the way of the dinosaur. Listen, quarterback salaries have ballooned to $40, $50 million a year, right? We can't have anything or any proximity to the word value for a franchise. They're not a value anymore. To me, what makes Brady and great quarterbacks more successful over the last 20 years is they don't have the salary cap hit of an Aaron Rodgers currently or a Russell Wilson. Brady's always been a smaller cap hit. Patrick Mahomes this year is a $7 million cap hit. I don't like the word valuable because it limits who can win the award. 13 of the last 14 MVPs have been quarterbacks. Adrian Peterson, the only exception. Just call it best player. That's what college basketball does. Men's and women's March Madness, most outstanding player. If it's a best player award, then TJ Watt, Cooper Kupp, Micah Parsons have a shot. If it's most valuable, it's got to be a quarterback. They simply touch the ball more, have more impact on every play, and frankly, we've never had a wide receiver as an MVP. Why? Because they're quarterback dependent. As long as it's called valuable, it will be a limited award. Dear Colin, what did you make of those Tuesday games in the NFL? Thanks for asking. First of all, their affirmation of the power of the NFL. Yeah, I've said this to my wife about coffee. I can tell what an addiction is because time is irrelevant. I like coffee in the morning. I like it in the late morning. I like a cup after lunch, late afternoon. And frankly, sometimes my favorite dessert is espresso over vanilla ice cream. I like coffee all day. That's how I feel about the NFL. I think it's my second addiction. It doesn't matter the day you put it on. I would rather watch an NFL game than anything else on television. Seriously. And remember this. Broadcast media viewing overall went down 10% last year. This past year, NFL ratings up 11%. The Raider-Cowboy Thanksgiving game, most watched NFL game in 28 years. So it used to be that MASH, Seinfeld, Cheers got such a huge rating that there was no reason to put the NFL on during the week. But broadcast prime numbers have been plummeting for years. So nothing can rival Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football or, frankly, even rocky, bumpy, ugly Tuesday Night Football. One of the downsides to the NFL, one of the few things that irritates me, is the 1 o'clock window Eastern or 10 a.m. window on Sunday. There's too many games at one time. That's why I buy the Red Zone. I can't keep up with seven games at one time. I'd love there to be four, and you put a couple games on Tuesday. Now that broadcast primetime ratings are in the tank and they're going down every year, I think the NFL should lighten up the early window on Sunday and consider manipulating the schedule with an occasional Tuesday night game. That's why they plan Thursdays, right? To win another night of primetime at a Tuesday. Dear Colin, don't you think this season has proved that the NFL playoff expansion was a good idea? I'm for always expanding all playoffs. If it was up to me, I'd go back to a 14-game NFL regular season and add two more layers of playoff games. I mean, what's insane about baseball is not only that the regular season has 162 regular season games and lasts 6 months. What's more insane is that postseason only lasts 4 weeks. If you look at the more successful way to get ratings, people often complain the NBA playoffs are too long. No, they get it. Baseball doesn't. In a more fragmented, frenetic, caffeinated world, the way to get people's attention is urgency. So I would be for expanding the NBA playoffs and cutting down the regular season to 60 games. I would be for cutting baseball down to 100 games and having a 2.5 month playoff season. I'd be for cutting down college football to 10 games and having 24 teams in the playoff. It's a different society. We're more distracted. More playoffs, more urgency, less regular season, to me, is always a win. Dear Colin, what's the most overplayed story of the year? Well, the one that cracks me up is how a college football coach fits in a region. You know how they say all politics is local? Well, so is all sports. Nobody gives a rip in Baton Rouge how Brian Kelly plays outside of Baton Rouge. Ed Orgeron sounded like he belonged at LSU. He no longer works there. Lincoln Riley does not sound like he's from California. He's got a little twang. Nobody cares. Pete Carroll had no affiliation to Southern California. None of that stuff matters. It just doesn't matter. People don't like Brian Kelly. People love Ed Orgeron. Who's the better coach? If you start looking around college football and the history of the sport, 75% of the time or more, fit is completely, utterly irrelevant. Chip Kelly was from New Hampshire. He turned Oregon into a power. Mario Cristobal was from Miami. He got Oregon back to being a near power. It doesn't matter. Colin, you talk about stars in sports. Is there a most overrated star in all of sports? You know, it's funny when people use the word overrated, because I actually think most athletes are properly rated. We know who's great. We know who's not great. So I don't feel there's a lot of overrated athletes in sports. If there was one that jumps to my attention, it's Anthony Davis, now of the Lakers. Charles Barkley calls him street clothes because he's never available. The only time he won a championship was during a pandemic when he got a 3.5 month hiatus in the middle of a regular season, which was of great benefit to Anthony Davis because he cannot stay healthy. He's simply not regularly available. Jordan, LeBron are almost always available. He doesn't have leadership DNA. He's not willing to play the five, and he's nearly 7 feet. He'd rather shoot from three, where he's hitting 19%. You know, AD is a little like a pharmaceutical drug that sounds great, and then they spend the next 45 seconds telling you about all the side effects, and you're like, you know what? I'd rather have my heart explode. I'm not taking this. It's with Anthony Davis, I keep hearing he's a star, but all the side effects are never available, not really a leader, doesn't want to play his natural position. Honestly, we used to blame the Pelicans for Anthony Davis's rap. It was completely accurate. He's just a really talented two. He'll never be a one. All right, let's bring in Chad Millman. Time for Sharp or Square. Listen, I have had a miserable year, and I'm okay with it. I really am okay with it. I got my booster shot this week. I don't even have a sore arm. Omicron, I'm not afraid of it. I'm going to hit it head on. I got my Christmas shopping done. I got to be honest with you. My life has been so good. This year has been so full of joy. I'm going to live with my crappy picks and keep doing Sharp and Square, and I'm okay with it.
Do you know what's interesting? I've had a pretty good year. I got my booster. Things worked out well with action. And yet the losses hurt as much. Like, I wake up on Monday mornings sometime, and or specifically last Friday, I was the Chargers +3.5 was probably one of my biggest bets of the year against the Chiefs. There wasn't any point in that game where I thought, oh, I'm not going to win this bet until overtime, right?
Yeah.
And as well as things are going, I got a great life, right? We sold action. I love my job. I love the people I work with. My family is amazing. They're healthy. All things good. We've had, like, working with the volume this year for action has been amazing. The favorites has blown up. Like, all these great things. I wake up Friday morning, and it took me like 48 hours before I could talk about it.
that's what it does.
That's what it does.
It's the juice. We kind of need it. It keeps us humble.
It's the juice, but also like you, I just like to be right. And in this business we're in, we publicly stake a claim. We say, this is the side. And there have been so many times this year where we've been right, right? We talked about it last week. We talked about the Colts and the Patriots. You wanted to go Patriots. I wanted to go Colts. And I felt great because even though I was winning money on it, I felt better that there was public vindication. That's just part of the game. That's it.
So Sharper Square, there are a couple of times that I know it's a big number. And part of me says, oh, this is going to be square. But I feel strongly about Chargers minus 9.5 at the Texans for two reasons. One, the Texans want the number one pick. They're not going to get the number one pick. There's no reason for them to win. Chargers have extra time to prep coming off a disappointing loss. This is a really good team over the last month, and they have inspiration and motivation to win. I think the Chargers roll the Texans. I know it's square, but I love this bet.
All right. Well, the sharp side will eventually be the Texans. It's kind of power rated in that 9 to 10 range. So you're getting the number, right? That you're on what the professionals handicap this game to be. It's creeping up to 10. I will tell you, when it gets to 10, the wise guys are going to come in and they're going to take the Texans. And they have not shown any indication that they care about the number one pick. They have not. And also, there isn't a consensus number one pick. And if you have one of the top two picks, you're likely taking a cornerstone defensive end, right? So whether you're one or two, depending on your feeling about Thibodeau or Hutchinson, that's how you're sort of handicapping this particular race. But I want to throw something out at you. Davis Mills having a better year than Trevor Lawrence. Like, five fewer games, significantly better QB rating, more passing touchdowns. The Texans are not an automatic out when he's playing. He's been accurate enough, right? His QB rating is in the 80s. So you really want to wait and see if you get the 10. It's way too big of a number for the team in the Chargers that doesn't deserve that kind of respect. It's a team that plays with a lot of variance. As we saw last Thursday, leaves a lot of points on the board. It's challenging for any better to bet a big number with them.
Well, the holidays are here, and FanDuel Sportsbook has a gift for all new customers. No, not a new pair of slippers. We're talking about...
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
30-1 odds on any Christmas Day NBA or NFL game. Just sign up for the FanDuel Sportsbook. Bet on any team to win any of the 7 marquee matchups taking place on Christmas. Your bet wins, you'll be paid out 30 times your wager. $5 bet could be $150. That simple. There's no better place to bet on Christmas Day than America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel, easy to use, safe and secure, payouts in as little as 2 hours. How good is that? 30-1 odds on Christmas Day. Don't miss. $5 bet, 150 bones. Remember, sign up at FanDuel Sportsbook. The promo code is always Colin to place your first FanDuel Sportsbook wager on any NBA, NFL Christmas Day game.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbookfanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
Auto done easy. That's Driveway's 3-word game. Driveway makes buying a car online easy. And their nationwide inventory, superb. Looking for a Mazda in Missoula or a Prius in Pittsburgh? No problem. Heck, they can deliver a Ferrari to Fresno if that's how you roll. For a nominal delivery fee, Driveway ships any vehicle from their 260-plus retail locations right to your driveway. Not sold just yet? They've got a 7-day money-back guarantee on every purchase. Driveway makes selling your car easy. They offer an instant and competitive offer on their website. If you decide to take it, Driveway comes to your driveway and picks it up. Trade it in. Take a check. It's that easy. Even the financing is easy at Driveway. Their no-haggle prices makes everything stress-free. Since they own their inventory, they sell directly to you, which lets them offer a great price up front. Head to Driveway.com. Driveway.com now to shop for your next ride, and you'll see Driveway really is auto done easy. It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers, drive sales, manage your day-to-day, reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase, shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin. Hi, it's the Herd. Ben Hogan founded his company back in 1953, the same year he won the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship. His goal was to manufacture the highest quality and best-performing golf clubs in the world, and that's still the company's mission today. Ben Hogan Golf, I believe in these guys, makes some of the finest golf equipment in the world at their small factory in Fort Worth, Texas. Ben Hogan's hometown, by the way. That part hasn't changed in nearly 70 years. What has changed is how you can buy them. They're available only online
at benhogangolf.com. Check it out, benhogangolf.com. By selling direct and cutting out the middleman, Ben Hogan clubs cost about half of those you'll find at golf and sporting goods stores. Best of all, every Ben Hogan golf club is forged, not investment cast like mass-produced clubs. Each Ben Hogan club is custom-built by hand to your exact specification using the same process Ben Hogan developed way back when. Check it out. Go to benhogangolf.com to find, try, and buy your perfect clubs. You will be glad you did. Check it out. benhogangolf.com.
I'm going to take the Patriots -2.5 hosting the Bills. Why? Bill Belichick after a loss. They're back home. Buffalo still doesn't run the football. Buffalo will have a little revenge. I don't feel strongly about it, but it feels like the market's telling me at -2.5, not 3, to take New England. So I'd take them sharp or square.
This is a pros Joe's game. Bets are coming in on the Pats, about 57% of the bets, 61% of the money coming in on the Bills. That tells you that the professionals are betting on the Bills. They have this power rated at pick. So you're getting about 2.5 points of value. You're getting in Josh Allen, a better playmaking quarterback. You're getting weather that is not expected to be your typical late December New England sort of shit show, for lack of a better term. And that match, that kind of matchup favors the Bills in a speed and skill perspective. So sharp side is the Bills, my friend.
Jags, Jets. I think Robert.
Why are we doing this?
No, I'll tell you why.
You all season have said, I'm not betting bad teams. And when we did this last week, I said you wanted to do the Washington football team +4.5 against the Eagles. I'm like, what are you doing? I stopped you before even you went into your logic. What are we doing here?
Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson need a win. The Jags have no playmakers. Jets are going to roll -2.5, sharp or square.
Totally gross. Another one. 66% of the bets are on the New York Jets. 88% of the money is on the Jags. In fact, so much professional money coming in on the Jaguars, this line has moved from 2.5 to -1. So if you like the Jets, bet them at 1 because it's so lopsided. It's heading in the Jags direction. More importantly, you've got millions of fans. Why are you asking them to bet on this game?
Yeah, that's a good question. How about this one? Dolphins +3 at the Saints. Little overzealous people are because the Saints shut out Tom Brady. Dolphins right now are a more consistent team. I'm getting points. It's one of my favorite bets, sharp or square.
This is 100% my favorite bet. Totally sharp. I bet this at 3.5. It opened at 3.5. It's been bent down to 3. It's headed to 2.5. Get it while you can. You should like Miami here. The Saints are overinflated. Even at that half point from 3.5 down to 3 because of that win against the Bucs. One wise guy I talked to said he liked Miami at any number over +1.5. So you still got a little time to get it, but the number is shrinking.
Browns +7.5 at Green Bay. Cleveland is far more desperate. They get most of their team back. You know, Green Bay is an interesting team. Outplayed by Cincinnati this year. Chicago stayed close. Had to come from behind in the last minute against San Francisco. Green Bay is a good team. Still banged up. They'll probably win. I'll take Cleveland +7.5, sharp or square.
99% of the money. Not the bets, the money. Money is an indication of what professionals are doing. 99% is on the Packers. It's no surprise. The line has moved a touch in their direction. A, there's not a ton of faith in Baker. If he even is going to play, we don't know. Myles Garrett now questionable with a groin he injured on Monday night. We expect regression from the Packers because they've been incredibly good against the spread this year at a pace that is unsustainable. but they did just not cover a game against the Ravens. So some of the air is out of that expected regression. You won't find a ton of pros supporting you in this one, largely because we have so much limited info on who will be playing for Cleveland. Yeah. And one thing that they are talking about is that even if Cleveland does go full strength, they haven't practiced together in a while. And the Packers, like you say, they're banged up, relatively healthy, right? Like they are getting practice time together. They have been playing together. So you're not sure what you're getting in a Browns team right now.
I didn't know the Myles Garrett information. Why didn't I know that? If you told me that, I would have taken Green Bay.
It looked like he shredded his groin on Monday night. Like he was barely walking. So I would be concerned about his ability to play. But don't worry. When we're going to get to the end, I'm going to give you games to think about that aren't the Browns and aren't the Jets and the Jags.
I would take the Titans plus 3.5 against the Niners and the under. I think San Francisco has been playing at a really good clip, and they also have not been turning the ball over. They've gotten some turnover breaks. That stuff doesn't last forever. I think it's low scoring and ugly, and in a low scoring game, I'm going to take the hook. I'm going to take Tennessee plus 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5 is exactly the right side. Of course, you're taking the Titans here. The wise guys are going to take the Titans here. They've struggled offensively. They've lost ugly against the Steelers recently, which is why this line ticked up a little bit. But this is a big but. The Niners are flying super high right now. We are getting peak Niners. And the Titans are starting to get players back. Plus, their defense is significantly stingier than it had been earlier in the year. Their secondary specifically is underrated. So while they haven't been scoring, they haven't been giving up a ton of points either. So you're getting a home team. They're more than a field goal. You're getting that hook. You take it.
Now, the game that's fascinating to me, and there's a game every week I just say, tell me what side I should take. So the Rams are minus 3 against Minnesota. And I look at that game and I think, God, Rams are on a short week. But the game is crucial because they can still win their division. So Stafford in big spots, I trust more than Kirk Cousins in big spots. This is a very average defense. My gut is Rams minus 3. Tell me where to go, sharp or square. What's the right side?
I think the Rams are the right side. You know, I thought I listened to your radio program today. And
it's very good.
I
thought you had a, if you're listening, you know what? It's pretty exceptional.
It's excellent. And I'm hoping you get discovered. I feel like
I'm not out there enough.
I feel like someone is going to realize that you've got something to say, and they're finally going to give you a platform. But I listened specifically to the segment about OBJ, and I loved how you sort of said he was maybe the 18th most famous person in LA. And like 18th was such a specific insult because it might not even be 180th, right? And it was a great point about Matthew Stafford is better and is more accomplished than OBJ. Cooper Kupp is on pace to have one of the greatest years in receiving history. Aaron Donald is a Hall of Famer. Jalen Ramsey is a generational talent at cornerback, right? So OBJ is coming in, he's doing all these things. And it's really because there's a lot of other ways to emphasize what the Rams that they're doing well. I thought last night was a really interesting game against the Seahawks. They played well. They covered the spread, which I was surprised by. I didn't bet the game, but I thought 7 was a really big number for the Seahawks. The problem with this game, and 3 is the right side, but it was at 2.5 before the game last night. So you're not getting the best of the number. And what you should have been thinking about is, do I like LA last night? If I do, should I bet them right now? Because if they win, that number is going to go up. I still like it at 3. I liked it better at 2.5.
All right. Tell me the game, plural. Give me 2 you like and why.
All right. Don't hate me because it's disgusting. But the Lions are visiting the Falcons this week.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. Last week, this line was at 7. The Falcons were favored by 7 points. After the Lions beat the Cardinals and the Falcons got blown out, this line opened at 4. It's now at 6. 6 is a key number. 7 is a key number. In this age of 2-point conversions, in this age of kickers missing a lot of point after tries, 6 is still a good number. Before the Lions beat the Cardinals, I emphasize this got down to 4, right? This was at 7. So you're getting a point of value on a key number because it's at 6. It could have been at 7. But this is really about a comeback to earth spot for Detroit, whose secondary is truly terrible. Jared Goff was in the COVID protocols. And it's a Falcons team that when they play good teams, they're 0-6. When they play bad teams, which is what the Lions are, they're 6-2. They have a negative 145 point differential against good teams. Their point differential against bad teams is positive. This is when the Falcons actually cover. So I like the Falcons, even at -6, even though you're no longer getting the best of the number. Are you ready for something truly disgusting? This is like
an oatmeal enema or something like that, or
yeah, it's gross. It's professional betting. This is how you get your professional betting plaque. The Panthers +10.5 against the Buccaneers.
Oh, well, you know what? Let me throw this at you.
Okay.
So Darnold may play, but secondly, I talked about this today on the show. If you listen to my exceptional radio show, is that Tom's a creature of habit. So when he went to Tampa, there was all this chaos that he hadn't experienced in 20 years. New house, new schools, new offense, new coach, new system, new teammates. So what did he want? Gronk. He fought for Gronk and a power back because he had a good running game, right, in New England. Once they won the championship, he wanted everybody back. Buccaneers oblige. He was always a great primetime player in New England. He's terrible at night in New England. Why? Because he's become more personally rigid and inflexible in Tampa because he has so much chaos in his life. So he needs desperately certain things. Gronk, Leonard Fournette. He fights so hard for AB. So if you notice, you're going to love this. His last 9 losses in New England, he had no multiple interception games. His 9 losses in Tampa, he's got 6 multi-interception games. He unravels much more quickly in Tampa because of the chaos if he doesn't have certain things he needs. Gronk is out. Leonard Fournette's hurt. He unravels very quickly. Night games don't work anymore. Missing my power running back doesn't work. Missing my ally at tight end. No question. You think this is nuts, right? Carolina's the side here.
Colin, listen, I'm not as famous as you. I don't get invited to special, private, off-the-record sessions with Tom Brady because I know Jim Gray, like you do. So I can't make this assessment about Tom Brady in the way that you can. But what I can tell you is that 80% of the bets are on the road favorite right now. That is the Buccaneers. When you have that kind of public favorite at more than a touchdown, it historically goes in the direction of the underdog. The Bucs are hurting right now. Leonard Fournette is out. Chris Godwin is out. The Panthers secondary, which speaks to your point about interceptions, is amongst the best in the league. The Panthers will try to run the ball against a Tampa defense that is really good against the run. But if Matt Rhule has to run it 85 times to keep Sam Darnold or Cam Newton or anybody from throwing the ball downfield and creating turnovers, he's going to do it. It will lead to controlling the clock. It will lead to a lower scoring game. It will lead to 10.5 being a really hard number for the Bucs to cover. You were spot on. You knew it the whole time. Why are you giving me Jags Jets?
Yeah, I know.
Browns Packers.
I know. Those are the oatmeal enemas of the schedule. I don't know why I went there.
I don't even know what an oatmeal enema is.
I read about it one time, and it's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard, so I thought it was apropos.
It sounds terrible.
Well, especially if I like blueberries with my oatmeal, so that's even worse.
When I was at ESPN, as you were once too,
yeah,
I was having, this is a great, you'll love this story. I was having breakfast with one of your producers. And I decided to put peanut butter in my oatmeal. We were eating in the ESPN cafeteria.
Love it.
And I like oatmeal, but I'm a big like protein dude in ways you can get it in smart ways. You know, this morning for breakfast, I had a piece of whole wheat toast with some hummus, a little bit of olive oil, a little sea salt. And then I also had an apple with peanut butter. I love, you know, these plant proteins, right? I put the protein in. He goes, it's a Colin Cowherd move right there. I go, what do you mean? He goes, he likes peanut butter in his oatmeal. I'm like, didn't know that. He goes, from now on, when you think about peanut butter with oatmeal, I want you to think about Colin Cowherd. Swear to God.
Yeah.
True story.
You know, there's a lot of true stories about us, and we'll uncover more of those as we go. Buddy,
Who's us?
Okay, so the two you gave me was Carolina. What was the other one you gave me I liked?
You like the Falcons at minus six.
You know what? I bet them once this year, and I was right. I'm 1-0 with them. All right, check it out. The Volume Sports. Go to our YouTube channel. Click and subscribe. Also, you know, IG, rate, review, subscribe. Happy holidays, folks.
The Volume.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.